All right, Mike Adams here showing you my setup for reliable diesel heat in the coming Arctic blast wave. This is the EcoFlow battery backup system. I've got it plugged into the grid right here for charging. And if you come around to the front panel there, you can see it's 99% charged and there's no input, no output. It's not doing anything at the moment. Now, this is a 215,000 BTU system, and I'm using this to heat a barn, and you just put diesel in it right here. It's a forced air diesel system. It produces a lot of heat. We'll show it to you here, and then we'll show you what happens when we take this off the grid and how much time it will run off grid in order to power this in case of a grid down scenario. So it's going to get really loud as I turn this on. And what I'm going to do is I'll turn it on, I'll show it to you doing the heat, and then I'll unplug it from the grid and we'll take a look at the screen over here and we'll find out how many watts it's using. And then this EcoFlow unit will calculate how many hours it will last, or days, if it's days, probably just hours. But it's going to get really loud, so here we go. Gonna fire up. That was loud. And now the EcoFlow continues to recharge from the grid at almost 400 watts. But there's no output because this is off. So that's the perfect setup, folks. If you want reliable off-grid heat, if you need a lot of heat, you need to warm up a barn, you need to warm up a greenhouse, something like this. This brand is called Built Hard. I've found that this brand runs really clean. It doesn't smell like diesel. It doesn't produce a lot of smoke. And it's got a nice digital display here, by the way. And you just feed it diesel. And you can get diesel anywhere. Whereas right now, you can't get any propane because, well, it's all sold out everywhere. And then EcoFlow is the device that you want to use here. And I just showed you how it works. This is one of the larger EcoFlow units, maybe the largest, but there are smaller units that will give you, you know, 4 hours or 2 hours or 1 hour. If the power grid goes down but it comes back up in 30 minutes, you're still going to be good. So you can check these out, these units right here at BeReady123.com. EcoFlow is the brand, and they have a lot of different sizes. They got a nice display panel here, and it's got multiple AC outlets that you can use here, and also a high amperage outlet. And of course, there's DC here as well. There's USB ports. And there's multiple inputs. It ships with this, which is a solar panel input. I can connect solar panels to it in the back and just let the sun recharge it. So it's very flexible on different kinds of inputs of power, and it's great for emergencies like this where the grid may not be reliable. So thank you for watching. Mike Adams here. You can see more of my preparedness videos at prepwithmike.com or just brighteon.com. Take care. This segment is sponsored by BeReady123.com, which is associated with a satellite phone store. So when you need backup power, emergency power, they have solar generators. They have the EcoFlow devices that you can charge with solar energy. And if you go to their website, BeReady123.com, you can see the monthly deals they have. And these can help keep you functioning during power grid failures. You can charge them with grid power when the grid is up, and then they can, of course, last for many hours, depending on the size and depending on what you're running, even when the grid goes down. Solar panels can recharge them. There are other ways to charge them. And then they have massive size ones here that can run essentially most household items for quite an extended period of time. So this is just one set of tools to consider for your survival and preparedness for what's coming. I mean, it's incredibly obvious now that extreme weather events are going to become, well, more accelerated. Geoengineering is kicking in. They're trying to cause food crop failures, famine, and just death by power grid failures. And that will kill, unfortunately, a lot of people, especially those who are not prepared. So get prepared in every way you can. Have a backup food supply, have backup power, have backup communications, backup emergency medicine and first aid, backup self-defense, and everything else that you need in order to make it through these very difficult scenarios, many of which are being engineered on purpose to try to make your life difficult. But here at Brighteon, we try to make your life easier, if possible, through knowledge, sharing, and preparedness and survival tips, including our sponsors that offer a lot of really strong survival gear that can help you navigate these things. So thank you for your support, and I wish you the best success getting through this. God bless you all. Thank you for watching today. Take care.